My guest at this time is Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director at the Center for Immigration Studies. We wanted to get his reaction to the intense dust-up between several candidates in Thursday night's Republican presidential debate, which, of course, is the last one before Monday's Iowa caucuses. And, Mark, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the first fact that Fox News and Megyn Kelly had a lot of different clips from Ted Cruz explaining his amendment back in 2013 to the Gang of Eight bill, which would have prohibited a pathway to citizenship for illegals, but would have allowed legalization. He says that's not the case. It was just to block the pathway to citizenship. And then she also had clips of Marco Rubio saying things that are quite a bit different than what he's saying now. What did you make of that approach and their responses?
Well, very interesting journalistically. I think it was a worthwhile thing. I'd love to see a Democratic debate do that to Hillary, since she's got far more to answer for than either of those guys. But what it really tells us about immigration is that nobody is all that good. Nobody is pure on this issue. Not Trump, not Cruz, not Rubio, not Jeb, none of them. They've all shifted their positions. The good news is, though, that they've all shifted their positions in the right direction. They've all become more hawkish on immigration as the public concern over the issue has become clearer and harder to deny. So, you know, on the one hand, you could look at it cynically and say, well, they're all flip-floppers. On the other hand, I mean, I like looking at it by, you know, from this perspective, that they're all moving in the right direction. And look, they're politicians. I mean, this is the kind of thing politicians do. The question is, are they flip-flopping in your direction or not? And they seem to be moving in the right direction. So, you know, I'm, as the prodigal son came back and his father said, welcomed him in. And, well, you know, I'm welcoming prodigal sons, if you will, among the political class.
Where do you think the base is on this right now? Are they at Donald Trump's point where he wants to deport everyone in the country illegally? Others who have different ideas about more targeted deportation, criminals first, and then others down the line, so forth? What do you think is the most embraced position on illegals right now?
My sense is that much of the public would be reconciled to amnestying some share of the illegals eventually. Maybe I'm just projecting my own views, but you know, the polling suggests this too. But that the Schumer and Rubio crowd say that, aha, look, this proves that the American people are for our Gang of Eight bill. Well, they're not. The only way the public would ever accept amnesty would be if we fixed the problem first. If we actually have in place and people believe that the systems will work, the systems to stop future illegal immigration. That's the issue, and that's why we really shouldn't even be talking about what to do about the illegal immigrants who are here, because what we need to do is fix the problem. Plug the hole in your boat first before you talk about how you're going to bail it out. And the other thing that didn't get asked last week or yesterday or discussed was legal immigration, which is much larger in number than illegal immigration, much more important. And at the previous debate, whenever that was a couple of weeks ago, Rubio was asked straight out, why do you want to double legal immigration? Because that's what his bill would have done, and he still is for that, doubling legal immigration from 1 million a year to 2 million a year. And he dodged and tap-danced and didn't ask the question. That's the question that isn't getting asked. I think it's very useful that the varying positions on illegal immigration are being exposed. I think that's a good debate to have. Everybody needs to understand that. But the more important issue is, how much legal immigration do you think the United States wants to have? We have tens of millions of Americans who want to work and can't find work. Why do you want, Mr. Senator, to double legal immigration to 2 million a year and then keep following up until they actually answer the question? That's what I want to see, and that's what we have not seen in any of these debates yet.
in the top, among the top tier, it sounds like you believe Rubio's got the toughest job to get back to where most Republicans probably are on this issue.
Yeah, I think so. Jeb probably has the least credibility on the issue, but then Jeb's not in the top tier anymore. I mean, he's not, I'm not even sure why he's still running. Whereas among the people who actually have a chance to be the nominee, clearly Rubio has the most work to do to regain credibility, because look, he was a co-sponsor in the public face of Obama's immigration bill. I mean, and I'm not sure that people are going to forgive and forget that, and I'm not even sure they should, because in a sense, no matter what he says, it's still important, I think, that somebody who does the kind of thing Rubio did be punished politically, no matter what he thinks now. In other words, that there be a price exacted so that other people in the future will think twice about doing what Rubio did to help Chuck Schumer and Barack Obama.
What'd you make of Rand Paul? He took a couple of pretty hard shots at both Rubio and Cruz for their actions during the Gang of Eight debate. I remember at the time he wrestled with how to vote on that. Ultimately, he voted against it. But what's his record like, even though he's not in the top tier?
Yeah, see, Rand Paul, because he's a libertarian, and libertarians basically oppose borders. And so he's always torn, and you can see it in his language, where on the one, sometimes he's talking about being tough, and other times he's talking about letting everybody in. He doesn't himself know where he is on immigration. I mean, he just can't talk about it in a coherent way that says these are my principles and this is how they would be translated into policy. That's what you need, not the kind of gotcha stuff where he was saying, well, you know, Ted did this and Marco did that and I didn't like it. Well, you know, that's fine, but that's the role of a kibitzer, of somebody on the sidelines complaining. He needs to say, this is what I propose for illegal immigration and legal immigration, and this is why. And he hasn't really done a good job of that at all.
Mark, last question, and we'll finish where we began, and that was with you being pretty pleased that most people are headed to your direction on this issue, especially among the top tier. Trump, who was not in the debate, often says that the only reason that the issue is coming up to the extent that it is because he brought it up, and he would probably also argue that the other candidates are moving more in that direction because he started the trend. Do you give him credit for that, or do you think it would have been natural given the bent of the Republican base anyway?
Well, I think it's a little bit of each. In other words, even if he weren't in the race, not just Republicans, but independents and even lots of Reagan Democrats are really concerned about this immigration issue. So it would be coming up. There's no question about it. But Trump is right that he has gotten so much traction by talking about this that the other candidates have been scrambling more than they would have been scrambling otherwise. So I'd have to say Trump is, half right. He's exaggerating, which is the kind of thing Trump does, but he's exaggerating from something that is probably true.
Mark, we'll leave it there. We'll see how the votes come in on Monday and beyond. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Thank you.
Mark Krikorian is the executive director at the Center for Immigration Studies. Go to cis.org to learn more about them. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.